You are down in deep.
This is deep.
What's going on, peeps? This is your man, Big B. Welcome back to another edition of IDS Extra Dating Sucks, episode 3. First and foremost, I'd like to thank everyone that tuned in to our previous two shows and sent your feedback in and said what you like, what you didn't like, what you love, what you want more of. We'll do our best to get all that to you. In the meantime, I do not do this show alone either. Got a lovely panel. Bring it back again. We have, you know, I'm going to address the superstar of last week's show first. Ladies and gentlemen, coming to the mic right now, we have Diego.
Hey, I'm drunk. I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, you're not that drunk.
You're already starting off wrong because nobody can hear you in the mic.
Oh, really? No one can hear me?
Okay.
There we
okay.
go.
Okay. All right.
I told you I was drunk.
All right.
Oh, shit.
We also have with us Helen from the mean streets of the Bronx. Miss Sonya.
Hey, hey, hey.
Closer to the mic.
Can't
mic,
hear
mic.
You either.
Oh,
what?
Okay.
You drink it too?
No,
I know.
I'm good.
What the hell?
No, I'm
going to need
good.
You a little bit closer to that mic.
Okay, a little.
How's that?
Better? Act like you sucking.
Ooh.
I mean, licking.
No.
Okay. Me talking into the mic.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
All right.
See, now I can hear you.
Oh,
you
okay.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
Oh,
something
boy.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, we'll work it out.
Okay.
We had a distinguished caller, but
we'll get it.
Girl,
back.
We'll get back to you.
We'll get
it'll be fine.
Yeah. Oh, my bad. Nice I didn't see you. The update nice coming.
See. You know what? All right. She'll be all right.
She will be all right indeed.
She'll be back. All right.
We also have with us the queen.
Hey.
Queenie, y'all.
Hey. The feedback. Love it.
Fresh off her worldwide birthday tour hosted by Puff Daddy and Barack Obama.
I wish one day. Keep an eye out for me. Mm-hmm.
The both of them actually did a Chippendale dance for her birthday.
Ooh. I don't think I would be here today if that happened. Just putting it out there. Just saying. One, I might be dead because
Michelle
would kill me.
Happening.
I'm just saying. Michelle would probably kill me. And, yeah. It'd be a great time. Good time. Great fun. Okay.
Okay, so while we're waiting for the rest of the gremlins to do their thing in the studio. Quinn, you want to get us started with the minutes of last week's show?
I would. I swear, Diego, you were on fire last week on the last show. Right. I'm just saying. Because, I mean, we got so much feedback.
Yeah.
And some people, you know, as B always says, you always hear it on text message, in the store. You might see hang out with your friend and be like, yo, I was listening to the show and Diego's a crazy person, but I understand what he's saying and I respect what he's saying. You know, you get all of those things. But let me start with some of the feedback we got that was written, okay? So Miss K says, Diego says that he dates for fun, but it seems that he might be dating that way because he is afraid of achieving the level of intimacy required in finding the one. Bam!
Yes, I do have a hard time with climax.
Oh, she told you.
Oh, he owned you. So, no, for real. I mean, do you have anything to...
You know, when people say that, intimacy is what? What is intimacy? Everyone has a different idea of what's intimacy. So, I mean, you know, I mean, I appreciate her feedback and, you know, I'd like to hear more from her.
Oh, okay. I mean, you want more like something specific?
I mean, a little bit more specific. I mean, just intimacy. I mean, what's intimacy? I mean, intimacy could mean a lot of different things. So, but everyone's entitled to her opinion, but no, I have no problem with, you know, achieving intimacy. I've been in several good relationships.
I can vouch for that.
So it's like, to me, it's like, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, but I mean, I respect her opinion. So
that's but very nice.
Hopefully she'd get back with me with her, what she means about intimacy. But
okay. Well, Miss K, you heard. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's move on. So Mr. R says, I see Panera and Starbucks is a favorite choice among the panel. And on the topic of online dating sites, men and women should also stop putting pics up of scenery and cartoons.
I agree with you 100%, brother. 100.
Let me finish. As profile pictures. Also, and I feel like this is pointing back at you, Diego. Oh, actually, and B, because both of y'all were like, rah. Also, RG3's football career was shortened when he got pounded by, well, he said poundered, but pounded by the Ravens. LOL.
Technically, Mr. Sir.
I'm going to say Mr. R.
Whatever. Okay. Technically, RG3 pause was deep in y'all ass.
Deep. Okay,
one player got a lucky hit at an awkward moment. So please don't go there.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
What the hell is wrong with Panera and Starbucks?
And besides, it was an analogy anyway. We're not really talking about football.
We won't talk about the fact that your team was snatched away from your city because y'all was some shit and couldn't support it.
Oh, buddy.
We won't talk about the fact that you took the team from Cleveland and won a motherfucking championship with it. We won't talk about that.
Okay.
Just do yourself a favor. Support your team and keep a team in at home. Okay? I'll send another motherfucking Mayflower truck up there and give you nightmares.
Okay. Can I just comment on the Panera and the Starbucks? I mean, it was just, we were just talking. Yeah. I mean, you can go anywhere.
Right.
Panera and Starbucks were just really popular places to go where people can see you and, you know, if something happens to you, somebody's going to know you were missing from the Starbucks up the street and around the corner.
Right.
Or, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? It's not necessarily like we're saying go to Panera's. You can go to Applebee's,
right.
Mr. R. We don't care.
We're just basically trying to tell you, save your goddamn money before you really know the person that you're dealing with.
Right.
That's all we're trying to tell you.
Right.
You know, just kind of like remind me of that guy. I don't know if you guys saw that I think you sent it to me about this guy spent $200 on a date and expected to get some pussy after the date. Mm-hmm. I think you sent it to me from Facebook. This guy, he went out with this girl and, you know, he spent $200 on her for a date.
I feel like that's maybe like a potential question we can ask.
I don't know. I'm just saying. But so, I mean, that's what we say. Panera and Starbucks is a nice meeting place.
Right. And it's not like gross. You can meet at a local coffee shop. Those were just names we threw off the, you know, came out off the dome.
First meet and greet.
Right, off the dome. So, okay, next feedback. Miss M says, Diego, okay, I don't even want to finish this.
Hold on, wait. Before, no, seriously, before you read that, mm-hmm. Sorry, do me a favor.
Yes.
Can you lube the opening of the door so after she finishes Diego's head, make it out of the room? Thank you.
There's some nice stuff about us, too. So, but first, Tim, than us. Okay. Okay? All right.
Diego and the chopped liver.
the Diego show and the background people. It's kind of like the Russ Parr show and the other people that are on the show with the Russ Parr. Mm-hmm. All right. Diego is the truth. I love the chemistry between the panel. You guys have really put dating into perspective for me. I have been dating all wrong. I'm going to stop trying to find the one, and I'm going to have fun. Thank you.
All right.
I'm like, I think that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, that's what we're here for, yeah. Just kind of give people an enlightened, yeah, you know, thoughts about as far as dating. That's all.
Yeah,
it is.
That was some.
And I like that.
Really,
I appreciate
good feedback.
That.
Yeah, I thought that was real cool. Mm-hmm. So, okay, so one more, and then we're also going to go to some voicemail. I think we have maybe one. Mr. J says, I love the show. I wish that we could call in during the show. I mean, hey, we made it possible today. How about that? Think about taking calls from people during the show for a few minutes. Great topics.
Hello? Hello? Is this thing on?
Mr. J, are you there?
Oh, is he not a Facebook fan of the show to know that we're actually on live right
Probably
now?
Probably not. So anybody that's listening, go to Facebook.com in Deep Show and like our page. So when we actually go live on Skype, you will know that we're there.
Okay. And so in case you think that we're bullshitting, we're on live. Is anyone on live can say hello to the people?
Hey, what's up? What's up, y'all?
Here we go.
What's See, up?
We're on live.
Hey, hey. There you go.
There it is. So, okay. Cool.
Can we go to, you have a voicemail?
I do.
Okay, cool.
I mean, can you just repeat like the last six things you read? Because it all kind of sounds the same.
Hey, guys. I just finished listening to the show. This is Michelle from Jersey. And I have to say, I listen to both shows. The second show, to me, just freaking gave me a totally new perspective on dating. I'm going to say this, Diego, you are my freaking hero. And I want to say thank you, my nigga. And I'm saying that to say, I just realized that I have been doing this dating thing all freaking wrong. Seriously. And you just totally changed my entire perspective on this dating thing. Look, I'm giving you all of these props and kudos, you know, because you definitely said some things that kind of hit home with me, and I saw myself in this whole dating thing, and I totally get it. I totally freaking get it. So the rest of you guys did great, absolutely freaking great, and I took away a whole lot from the show. But Diego, you the man. You the man. I'm giving you a wink and a thumbs up right now. You my dude. Peace out.
That's what's up.
Yeah. Okay.
Diego, you want to respond?
Do you have to speak to his agent first?
No.
Okay. The agent is me. So, go ahead.
Well, you know, I consider myself a PSA. You know.
Oh, boy.
You know, I just like to give the people what they need and what they want. Mm-hmm. And if I, you know, from what I'm saying, if I'm helping the people out there who are not in the know, I feel like I've done a service for mankind, you know?
You were so kind. You were important.
Yeah.
Hymns is always given to the people.
Oh, yeah, right. You know. Use is given.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You so smart.
Right. Well, you heard I left that part out.
Battle tested.
I left that part out. So, people, we have more feedback. And let's get to it before Diego, like,
his head explodes.
Pretty much.
Yeah.
All right. So one of the questions last time, we said, what constitutes as dating? Honestly, people put too much pressure on themselves in regards to dating. Just go into it with an open mind and looking to have fun. And more times than not, you'll get a positive result. But on the flip side, I guess since people are seeing their friends getting married and having babies and they're having nothing to show, that's where the pressure comes from. I mean, well, I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
I can see that. I'm sorry. So, two, online dating. I've tried poof, which makes me laugh. That's exactly what he put, quote unquote, poof. So he knows it's POF. With mixed results, I remember one situation when I was living in ATL about 5 years ago. I was on the phone with a chick for the first time, and not even 5 minutes into the conversation, she hit me with, "So when you gonna ask me out?" I'm trying to figure out if I even want to have a conversation, if I even want to continue this conversation. But like someone said, online dating can be great, and I think Diego stated it that it gives you a great avenue to meet people that you would probably wouldn't come across. Like they said, it is what it is. Like they said, it is what you make it out to be. Great show once again, Kmart. Thanks, Kmart.
Yeah, that was cool.
That was some great feedback.
Yeah, yeah. K Missy. You know what? I don't know if this is possible, but how dope would it be, like, especially for the online daters? Like if we just did like a show and just opened up like an online dating site and just went through profiles.
Oh.
And just was like.
Just randomly call people?
Just be like, yo, this is what's wrong with your profile. Right. This is what's wrong with
your profile. That would be most of the women's profile on there.
Diego is the king.
You should see some of the men.
No, I mean, the men are fucked up, but the women, first of all, like I said.
I'm going to need for you to not pose with the missing tooth in the front. How about that?
Well,
maybe you got a gap in this tooth.
No,
maybe it's a gap.
No, the front tooth is gone.
Gone?
Okay, so we're going to go through the men and the women.
Okay.
We're going to do an equal opportunity
look. I feel like that would be a fun show.
Yeah,
that would be fun
because
we definitely need to go through these profiles and say, look, this is not working for y'all. Yeah. It's not working.
No.
Okay. So that would be a good show, B.
Yeah, it would be. Yeah. All right. Okay.
Maybe we'll put it together.
One more, and then we'll get into the actual questions of the show. Okay. Diego, really?
Again.
One more about you. Allaboutyou.com. Is that what today is about? Okay. Although this one makes me laugh. Miss A says, Diego was preaching this episode. Normally, I don't understand his analogies, but he was on point about dating and being honest with yourself. Oh, hold up. The ladies, as always, held it down. Woo woo. Big B. Well, you already answered. Who was rocking that song? I love that. I love that you don't just play one genre of music.
Yeah.
Nice. Mm-hmm. I did.
You answered. Yeah. And if you want to hear the answer, or you want to read the answer, go to Facebook.com and Deep Show.
Yeah.
And find out what that song was if you don't know it.
Yeah.
So,
my analogies are deep sometimes, you know.
Oh.
So you trying to say it went over her head?
It went over your head. Some of my analogies are deep. I mean, but I'm trying to keep it down for the common folks. So.
What? Okay. You know what? All right. Not the common folks.
I call them pedestrians.
Oh boy, that's another show, a different time.
Pedestrian at best.
Okay, let me get to like one question.
Let's do it.
We'll go to break. This seems to be a question we've answered on the In Deep Show, and I feel like some other shows have answered it as well. But you know, I'm interested to hear what Diego and Sonia have to say about this question. So how would you feel if someone used a Groupon or a Living Social for a first date?
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay,
go ahead.
Can I go first?
Jump
on
it, girl.
Go, Miss Sonia.
On a first date. You know what? Honestly, I don't care how you pay. I don't care how you pay for it. I mean, if you want to use the Groupon, I just personally feel that Groupons are used better with services instead of, you know, instead of with concerts, because, you know, concerts, you sit in the back. However, I mean, I look at it as you being a educated consumer. You know what I mean? It just means it's just more money in your pocket. I don't care how you pay for it. I really don't. It's a Groupon. It's not like you're skipping out on the check, you know, if we go to dinner or something.
Oh, shit. Well, that's a whole different conversation.
Oh, I know.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, and I agree. But, I mean, go ahead, the bottom line, if a guy asks you out, are you really concerned how he's paying for the date? I mean, you're just happy that, or, you know, you're content that he's asking you out and you're not coming out of your pockets.
Right.
So if he's paying with a Groupon or however he's paying for it, then it's none of your business. I mean, you ain't reaching into your pocket, so take your little ass to the bathroom. When the bill comes, go powder your nose, whatever the fuck y'all do when y'all act like y'all don't see the bill and shit. So, You know, so how he pays for it is none of your concern. The fact of the matter is he's taking you out, he's showing you a good time, and that's all that counts.
Right. Mm-hmm. I agree.
Hey, very well then. I mean, well, I will say for me, I don't mind a Groupon because I use them, you know,
So do I.
A lot. And I'll be honest, I don't use them all the time. Mm-hmm. I mean, it depends on the location, like, you know, if I'm going to like a really, really nice restaurant mm-hmm. for a first date, please don't use a Groupon on me. I'm sorry. But I'm sorry. If it's a really nice restaurant, do not. This is me. Can I cook?
Okay.
Can I live?
Okay.
Go ahead, uppity.
Well, wait a minute.
I'm just saying. You can call me what you want to call me. I'm just saying. If we go into like.
They don't have Groupons for like the 5 stars anyway.
Nope.
They don't.
I mean, sometimes. So. Okay. So we'll say Groupon or Restaurant Week or whatever.
Okay.
Restaurant Week is cool. But if you have a Groupon where it's like, okay, you can go and get a tasting menu, that's fine. That's cool.
Okay.
And it's a tasting menu as in like you're getting like a tasting menu drinks. Mm-hmm. Like then I'm cool with that.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? But so let's just say if it like magically a 5-star restaurant opened up and was like, you can come here if you have a Groupon. No, I don't. I don't. I don't want to go to a 5-star restaurant with a Groupon. I'm sorry. I don't. But if it's like for ice skating or tasting where it's like we can go get some like beer or drinks or we can make our own drinks or we can do something fun like that, then I'm cool with the Groupon.
Okay. Mm.
That's my opinion. I'm cool with a Groupon when it comes to something like that.
What about like the symphony or something like that? Like, would you mind if
indoor,
you use it?
Outdoor? Who's the artist?
But not like the symphony or.
Like, no, I'm saying. Well, at that point, I would assume if you're using a Groupon for a symphony, mm-hmm. and not necessarily, you know, because a symphony is different than I guess a concert.
Right.
I mean, I would assume that's what you're trying to say. So
I'm surrounded with two uppity chicks here. Symphony.
No, it's not being symphony uppity. And it's not being uppity. I know what the fuck I like and what I don't like. I know what I'm accustomed to, I'm not accustomed
to. Okay, well,
so I don't want to hear that bullshit. I don't want you to take me and do a Groupon, you know, for that. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So I'm like, so can I not live and do me? And you know what I'm saying? Like I said, ice skating is fine.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's super cool. Or, you know, like wine tasting is cool, but
you said not. What?
But how would you know it's a Groupon anyway?
Right.
If he's paying, if I'm he's paying for it. Because you printed that joint out or you passing over your phone for them to get the number off of it. That's how the fuck I know it's a Groupon.
Well, what if he send you to the bathroom and say, baby, why don't you go to the bathroom?
Oh, if I don't. If you're sending me to the bathroom and you're discreet, then cool. I don't know you're doing a Groupon. Yeah. If you're just like, oh, your shoe's untied. I'm like, oh, let me tie my shoe. And then next thing you know.
Hear that phone.
You know what I'm saying? Here's that phone or here's that piece of paper. And you know, that's all I'm saying.
Right. And I think if you're going to do a Groupon, I think you need to be discreet about it.
Right.
And that's what I'm saying. If you're discreet. No one knows how you're paying for it, so it shouldn't matter. And that's what I'm saying.
Because sometimes they do have dope Groupons. And if people are local, not only Groupons, they have a Capital Deal or they have Travel Zoo, mm-hmm. which will have some really cool stuff. I mean, you know, and mm-hmm. I know Valentine's Day has passed, or if you want to do something for your lady or for your man, mm-hmm. they have really great deals where you can take people to hotels and you can take people to, like, you know, get maybe your baby a massage or whatever, and it's a discount on that. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean they have to know.
Right. You know what I'm saying? Do they have Applebee Groupons?
I hope not.
I've never seen one.
I don't think so.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think so. But okay. I'm just saying, I don't know. For me, if you're going to do it, like you said, be discreet.
Yeah, be discreet. I think every guy should be discreet about it. I mean, you know, if you're going to do it. I mean, unless you go to the symphony, and then maybe you can't be as discreet.
Going to the symphony.
I happen to like the symphony.
Okay. There's nothing wrong with the symphony.
There's nothing wrong with the symphony.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, real quick, let me give a shout out, and I don't know if he can hear us right now, but let me give a shout out to Stone from Forget That Yo Radio, who is hanging out with us right now, too.
What's up, Stone?
I don't know if he can hear us or not.
Stone.
Really?
What the college fuck is going on? What's that?
I don't know what the hell that was, but that's okay, great. I'd like to know whose picture was that had the face that was like, mm-hmm.
That was Mr. Long Fingers over there at goddamn, he caught me off guard.
Can't remember. Well, I know you're over there tinkering with the computer and like doing what you do, but you want to answer the question before we go to break real quick or nah?
Mr. Long Fingers, you out there? He ain't out there? Okay. He ain't out there.
Well, how about you answer the question, we go to break, and we get that figured. So let me remind you what the question was, because like I said, I know you're busy, and you're all up on the computer doing your thing. But I just want to know real quick before we go. You know what? Hold on. Let us go to break real quick. Is that cool? Let us go. Well,
we're going to continue talking about going to the symphony.
Oh, my God.
Last time I went to a symphony.
It's really nice.
Last time I went to a symphony was.
Can you define a symphony for
real? It
was
real? a symphony.
Like, well, just
okay.
Real quick before we go to break.
Okay.
Define it.
She's well, educated.
Go ahead.
I actually love the Baltimore Soulful Symphony, and the thing I like about it is the whole symphony, which is comprised of violins and, you know, cello, and it actually and they have a choir in the back, but everybody is black. And I love that. And so...
Did anyone get shot?
No. It's very...
Oh, boy. I don't think that's what
it's very nice.
Saying.
I mean, I think everybody should experience it at least one time or twice. But I happen to like the symphony because I like to see people, you know, playing instruments. And I'm very artsy. I'm an artsy person. So I like anything that's arts. And especially when we're doing it because, you know, there was a time when we weren't allowed. To do stuff
we were black people. I think black people were playing instruments for a long time.
Well, yeah, but you know,
but not in the symphony. I've seen the Boston Pop.
Yeah,
I've seen
what is that?
Yeah, Boston, I'm like, I've seen symphony. Yeah, and I've seen Andre Bocelli live.
Right.
Okay, I didn't see that.
Yeah, I don't really have to. I don't have to be black as long as it's good.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. But I just, that's my preference. You asked me, and I told you that that was my favorite symphony.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Excuse me.
Did a fight break out? I'm just saying.
No.
You know what? Okay.
You know how y'all do.
Hush.
All right. Well, let's move on to a break, because I feel like we need one.
Okay.
I feel like we need to, we need to get you water. Your glass is good.
Yeah.
His glass is, okay. Mine is almost empty. So let's go to a break real quick and we will be right back.
Your chick picking up the tab the other day. Are you just broke or a knucklehead? Broke? Okay, then dig this here. Right? I find flash in my job is sweet. Pressed in feet, right to my feet. But when it comes to cash, I'm incomplete. Dating with no dough. I told my dollar taker on a date. On the condition that you have to wait. I've never owned a car in the state. I've dated.
with no dope valets. Animator didn't roll out the red carpet for me. My looks are deceiving, though, cause when the check comes, I'll be gone. Yes, I'm a deadbeat, but what a seller. You flash with cash, you'll be Rockefeller. As long as my game goes unknown, I'll be dating with no dope.
That's a great song. It goes with the theme of our last question. B, you didn't get a chance to answer it, so let me ask you real quick before we go to Miss Diva. How would you feel if someone used a Groupon for a first date?
Well, I don't have a problem with a Groupon.
Okay.
As long.
I guess we're going to you. I said B, then I said you, but let's... You were talking, so let's go to you.
Go ahead.
Miss Diva.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Diva.
We're going to get that 9-volt battery for you, too.
I don't have an issue with a Groupon as long as we're not going to TGI Fridays. You might want to keep that Groupon to yourself. But other than that, we're good on a Groupon.
What's wrong with the Fridays joint?
Yeah. I don't do chain restaurants. Is that a little
bougie? You just don't want to go to Fridays, period?
No.
Oh, okay. So the Groupon didn't even come into play. You just didn't want to go to that establishment,
that restaurant. But you know, if you're going to get a Groupon, we can go somewhere else other than that, other than there.
Okay,
is that a little bougie or no. Bougietta?
Why you got hatred for Fridays? Right. I mean, I'm just saying, they got good wings.
She doesn't do chains.
Nah, but no, seriously, my son used to work at Fridays and he brought it home like every day.
Okay, that makes sense.
I'm over it.
I can dig it.
So, not Fridays. Everywhere else,
but everywhere good. Else, drop that Groupon, we good.
Maybe Cheesecake Factory, we can do that.
Oh, sure. Okay. just go light on the coconut in my Bang Bang Chicken and Shrimp. Okay.
Yeah.
You
know,
hook my jambalaya up with rice.
You know what I'm saying? Rice, and she doing rice, I'm doing noodles. That's okay. How we do it. Just right. don't touch
there
my plate.
Go, I like it.
Okay, so B.
You know what? First of all, if she's treating, and God bless her, you know, get in where you fit in.
I said a first date. I mean, what?
Right.
First date?
Yeah.
She treating on a first date?
Well, I'm giving both sides.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? If it's her that's using the Groupon,
mm-hmm.
hey, God bless you. You know, do your thing. Sure. You know what I'm saying? Honestly, where I am in this whole dating thing right now, I would actually think that was kind of cute. And I'm like, oh, okay, you know, that's cool that she would, you know, be so comfortable with the situation that, hey, she's showing me the real her off jump. I'd rather know, you know, this is how you rock, or, you know, maybe you might have loot, and this is how you got your loot, by being frugal.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If that's how you do, that's how you do. I'd rather, like, what is the saying? The devil you know is better than the devil you don't know.
True.
So.
Okay.
When it comes to dating, you mean, that's what you're saying?
Right. I'd rather you let me know up front. This is how you rock. This is how you get down.
Right.
It's either you're frugal and you got cake, or you frugal and you don't got cake, and this is how you can get through.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? If this is your dime, I'm here for the ride.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? When we on my dime, then, you know, I'm going to do what I can do. But I don't know, me personally, I don't know if I would go first date action. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, once we cool and we comfortable, then, you know, anything goes at that point. Because
yeah.
We a team at this point. Because now, you know, especially when it gets to the point where it's our money.
Right.
Well, it's getting
right.
close to that point where it's our money.
Right.
Then, yeah.
Right.
You know.
Yeah.
It's a Bonnie and Clyde thing.
Absolutely. Yeah. We're going to bring your big person shit so we can get all the crab legs in your shit.
You,
you know what I'm saying? And we're going to go back. We're going to light this one motherfucking Yankee candle I've been holding on to. And pop that motherfucking J. Roger and get it in.
There you go.
You know?
That's what's real, though. That's real. Yeah.
Then at the end of the night, it's going to feel like a 5-star date.
Mm. Exactly.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
I'm just asking.
Check the resume. Hey.
Yeah. Uh-oh.
Question mark. All right. Resumes. Okay.
That's why they call them Big Meat.
Damn.
What?
Pause.
Okay.
That's that 5-star girl. Okay. 5-star.
Okay, then I feel like that's a different topic. So let me move right along to the next one, okay? So this one has been going on for the ages. I feel like there are songs written about it. Do people really want to know the truth? And can you be too honest when it comes to dating? Who would like to start?
Don't ever speak up at the same time.
Can you be?
Go ahead, B.
Do people really want to know the truth? And can you be too honest on a first date?
Okay.
I mean, when it comes to dating, can you be too honest?
Do people really want to know the truth? No.
No.
Absolutely fucking not. They don't want to know the truth. And guess what? Guess what the funny thing about that is? They don't want to know the truth about themselves.
True. Well, it's hard to hear the truth.
They really don't want to know the truth about you, but they damn sure don't want to hear the truth about themselves.
Oh, I feel a sermon coming on. Preach, brother.
Wait a
minute. So, but I think a lot of women would appreciate the truth.
Absolutely not.
Well, like, for instance.
Y'all not built for the truth.
Well, I beg to differ.
You're not.
But you guys have to try it and see.
We have. And guess what? We went home with motherfucking dry dick and Vaseline and got to work on ourselves.
Oh, so you want the pussy, but then you want the.
I want to tell you the truth, I want you to give me the pussy because I told you the truth.
Okay,
but that doesn't happen.
It all depends on what the truth is. So if the truth is something like after the end of this date, I don't think I'm gonna be calling you back again. But come up to my crib so we can do a little something, and then this will be the last time I see you. Is it that truth, or is it like
if it's worded properly?
Okay,
if it's worded properly, say, hey, listen, I think you real cool. Probably not exactly what I want to start a relationship with, but I think we have a lot of things in common, whatever. And I also kind of felt throughout the course of the night that there's sort of an attraction. I don't know what your situation is. I'm single. You say you're single. Whatever. If this is where you want to be, cool.
Okay.
But the truth is not what y'all really want to hear all the time.
I think we do.
No, I'm gonna have to agree with B that honestly, and I'm an honest, straightforward guy. You know me. Yeah, I just say what the fuck I need to say, because I always feel I'm gonna get the pussy anyway, and no matter what I say. So what I'm saying with that is the fact that you guys really don't want to know the truth. I mean, when I say it, as far as dating, I'm not talking about the first date, second date, or whatever. I'm talking about the whole spectrum of dating. You guys really don't want to know the truth about that person. A lot of times you guys know the truth, but you don't want to know, you don't really want to know the truth, because you want to be into the dating scene. And I like him, and I'm, you know, you guys get that bullshit. I got feelings.
No, I think the truth is important. I mean, I think the truth is important.
You might think it is, but we're talking about on a global, general scheme of things. I'm not saying just you. Can't limit it to you.
Okay.
But I'm just saying women in general really don't want to know the truth. I mean,
I have to agree with that.
I've had women come up to tell me that they're Christians and they're this, and I tell them straight up, I'm an atheist. And they go, well, that's okay. I'm like, well, bitch, wait a minute. How can that be okay when I just told you I'm an atheist and you told me you're a Christian woman? You should be running away from me, but because I'm so smooth and debonair and all that, you still sticking around because you don't want to know the truth. You're caught up in the moment.
Well, how about it just can't be that she just wants to get to know you?
So, and you can still get to know you, but even when you get to know me, you know a person, you still got to deal with the truth, and that's what it is. If the truth does not fit your criteria, and that's why so many relationships fucked up, because you're trying to squeeze that person into your world, knowing that this person is a fucked up person. Like, I mean, so many relationships I've heard from my friends talking about, well, he was that bitch.
But
you always
ego,
knew he was
but
like
the
that.
Ego, I can change him.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Y'all always think y'all can change him. Well, you know, he never had pussy like mine before, because mine got a little arm in it that grabs his dick when he puts it in the pussy, and it's different.
That's amazing.
You know, it's like a slot machine. I mean, he puts it in. It's like I'm pulling it down like a slot machine.
For the record, when that happens, that's fucking amazing.
It is amazing, but it's like
I lost the toe behind that once.
But look, we all would love to think.
My toe inverted.
That's what happened.
It's inside of my foot.
But it's like you guys think you can cure all if you just love us enough or love that person enough and show them that I'm a good woman, that he's going to come around and see that I'm a good woman, instead of just saying, no, this guy's a fucked up dude and he's not the person for me.
I have to agree with that. That is very true. I noticed that a lot of women do try. They get into relationships and there's things that they see the red flags, there's things that they don't like, and then they say, but I can change that. Mm-hmm. But you can't change people. They are who they are.
Right, because women are nurturers. So I always think that if I show him that I'm a ride or die chick, that he could stab me and shoot me, but I'm still going to be there for him, that I can... that I can be that good woman, and he's going to still see that, you know, unlike those other bitches out there, I can be good to him. But no, he's just a fucked up dude. He's not right for you. He could be right for somebody else, but for you, what you want out of a relationship, he's not the person for you. And you guys don't want to know the truth because you guys like to be lied to because it helps you in your fantasy to keep you comfortable.
The lie feels better than the truth.
Yeah, the lie feels better than the truth. Because the bottom line, most of you women know when you meet a dude and, you know, and what's going on or anything like that, he's fucking you and you go, you love me? Yeah, baby. I mean, fuck, you know he don't love you, but you want to hear that because it sounds good to you.
Yeah.
So it makes you feel better.
Yeah, I guess in the moment you can't say, no, I don't love you.
Yes, you can.
Then how come you don't say it?
Well, I do say it. I'm like, bitch, no, I don't love you. I love you. But you know what, though?
Even a halfway decent dude, he may not even answer. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I'm going to put some of my shit on the table. Like, that question to come up, you know, that's when I'm going to flip you over and you know, whatever, and change the position. And then fucking question went out the door.
Right.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That's another question.
Right after I'm touching the liver.
So,
yeah, but I'm just saying, the bottom line, the truth, and women, and I guess just the way you guys, your makeup is, because, okay, I'm going to give you a problem example. We've touched this on this before, Valentine's Day. No fucking guy likes Valentine's Day, but most guys say, I ain't doing that bullshit. You're not doing that. I'm not saying all guys. I'm being in general. Most guys don't. But the bottom line, you do it because you know that it's going to get you to the end of what you're trying to do. But if you tell a girl, say, look, I ain't doing that shit. I don't like doing this. I don't like your fucking son. Whatever it is. The bottom line is, I don't like your children. Fuck it. But the bottom line, most guys don't like your children. I don't like your motherfucking children and shit. Now they can't get in my car and eat. Fuck that. You know? But the bottom line, but you tell the truth about it, most guys think that if I tell the truth, I'm not going to get the pussy.
Right.
Well, that's the chances you have to take. You just have to take an L on that. I mean, but just tell her the truth. So my thing is, don't take a woman's options away from her. Let her tell her the truth. She don't like it,
I agree with you. Because I believe in telling the truth. Because I love it when I tell the truth and I still get the pussy.
Right.
It's a beautiful thing.
Well, so you know that it doesn't have anything to do with the pussy because you're going to get it anyway. But
you
know
what, though? I'm going to tell you the flip side to that, though, Diego.
What's that?
When you tell the truth, right, and then later on down the road, you know, now they start kind of like delving deeper. But like, I told you the truth at the time, you know, that was a month ago, but this is now?
Right.
That's just a whole
nother. No, they're good because they're trying to flip it back. Well, you said, bitch, I said that I didn't like that shit in the beginning.
Bitch, I said
it. I told you that shit. Think shit changed because, I mean, come on. Well, I thought because, you know, I cooked all this food for you and all this. Nah.
You love me? Baby, I'm here to work towards that.
Right.
Okay. But at least it's the truth.
I'm in.
Well, yeah.
And like Flynn. And then, next week, it worked.
Okay, this reminds me of two things. One is, I don't know if anybody knows the Sheryl Crow song that says, "Lie to me, and I promise I'll believe."
Mm-hmm. I remember that song.
"Lie to me, but please don't leave." And then I had somebody that posted something on Facebook that says, "We all eat lies when our hearts are hungry."
Exactly. That's so true.
You know what I'm saying? So I had to look. I was a little quiet for a minute because I went to go look for that. But I believe some people, and the percentage is really small. Some people do want the truth, and I'm talking to men and women out here. Mm-hmm. We do want to know the truth. Like me personally, I want to know the truth because I'm like, I can't stand a fucking liar.
Me either.
You know what I'm saying? I can't. I just can't. Especially when we just started and we're dating. Lying is the worst shit you can do to somebody when you just start dating because you have no reason to lie to me.
Right. Exactly.
You know, hey, we don't know each other like that.
Hey, yeah. Jerome, I just want to be upfront and honest with you. I was with like 20 niggas last
week.
thank you for being honest. Get the fuck out of here.
No, well, no, that shit. Thinking, I appreciate that because I want her to learn something.
I dig it.
Yeah.
Well, don't break it to me like I'm that. Just saying.
Oh my.
Some people want the truth. Some people don't. Some people can't handle it. And I think that, you know, sometimes for people, I don't think you can be too honest when it comes to dating. I think it's okay if you tell somebody, look, I'm dating not just you. I have five people on the roster. You don't even have to give a number.
Right.
But as you said, Diego, the last time, you have five people on the roster or you have some people that are freezer people. Or
right.
Freezer chicks or, you know, for freezer a woman.
Guy. Right.
You have a dude that's right. freezer. Mm-hmm. First of all, don't tell the dude if he's freezer. Nah. I'm just saying. But if you're dating other people, you be honest and tell somebody, hey, I'm dating other people. I just met you. So I don't have to be like, oh, no, I'm not dating other people because that's stupid.
Right, it is.
I'm
right.
dating other people. You know, I'm getting to know people. You don't have mm-hmm. to necessarily say I'm doing it to people, other people. I'm having sex with other people. I'm fucking other people. Mm-hmm. Right. I'm dating other people.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? That's and if you're grown, maybe the person will be like, wonder what she's doing. Yeah. And, you know, if they want to be serious about you, they don't want you doing it to other people.
Right.
You know
exactly. what I'm saying? Exactly. Right.
So they'll step up and be like, exactly. okay. Well, she might have freezer dudes or mm-hmm. he might have freezer chicks. Mm-hmm. So let me tell this person what I'm about, what I'm trying to be about.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And I'm not saying on the first day be like, I'm trying to marry you because right. that shit is crazy.
Yeah, it's
not right. saying do that.
Right.
But, you know, I just feel like some people are down for the lie.
Mm-hmm.
And some people want the truth. Like, I want, I'm sorry.
I want
you
the
truth. You may not want to say, I want to marry you, but you definitely want to say, hey, my end married. Goal is
to
this.
Be married. Right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
But just
but
like,
some people say that shit. They say.
But just like Neen said, though, like she touched on the point, you know, you can't give the person everything right off the break. You got to let, you know, if you say, look, I'm dating other people, like, and I tell a lot of women this, stop saying that I'm just seeing you. Fuck that bullshit. Let that nigga work for you. Stop mm-hmm. Stop putting him on a pedestal right away mm-hmm. and thinking that he's already in there. Say, nah, nigga, I'm dating other people. Mm-hmm. Even if you're not, don't answer his phone
right.
call. Fuck him, you know. But don't let him think that he's the only one in the house because you want him to work for you. And the same thing with guys, because we do that. We want women to work for us. So mm-hmm. we go, yeah, we dating other. I'm mm-hmm. dating other people. Let that person work and climb that way to the mountaintop to get to you.
Right. I agree.
Yeah.
So let me get this straight. So, Diego, if you meet a young lady and she tells you, yeah, I'm dating three other dudes. Your mission at that point is to be number one?
Well, see, me personally, let me just say this. Personally, I've never asked a woman how many guys you or how many people you're dating because I don't care.
Okay, but not even if you ask, if she just tells you.
Well, she told me. I said, that's good because I want you to do that because, baby, you got to know, you got to respect the cream of the crop when it gets there. So the bottom line, if you're dating other dudes, then I'm all good for it because, babe, I'm going to let you know I'm the cream of the crop. So I want you to know what it's like to deal with the pedestrian people when you rise to the top.
And, you and know, I'm the top. You know, the funny part is I actually can vouch for that yeah. shit.
I feel what he's saying.
That bullshit yeah. he
I feel
said,
what he's saying. I don't think I'd be verbal about life. It. Yeah. I don't think I'd probably be verbal about it.
Mm-hmm.
But I definitely show it.
Oh, yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Show you know it. Saying.
Yeah,
show it.
Yeah, yeah. Quietly. Sure. I definitely would be a quiet assassin and, you know, while you getting motherfucking chicken tenders and shit from Fridays.
Right. Ooh. With that group on.
You know what I'm saying?
Wait a minute, but they have a Jack Daniel's sauce over there. You know what I'm
saying? That Jack Daniel burger is the one.
That Jack Daniel's sauce be good, though.
All right, give me all the honey mustard you can give me.
I like a honey mustard with my fries, though.
Right.
Yeah. But, you I mean, know, it's good,
we'll
though.
We'll be
I mean,
on some different shit.
But, right. But if she say I'm dating other guys, then, I mean, I think as a real man, you should go, fine.
Well, let's ask our guest, Miss Diva, if she wants. Miss Diva, do you want to answer this question? Go ahead, boo.
Rock with it.
Oh. Now.
She got the pop. She got the pop. Pop. Oh,
did she just pop?
Lord.
Did she just smack her lips?
Go ahead, Miss Diva.
What's the question again?
Okay, really, oh, it was all that pop for nothing. Okay. Do people really want to know the truth? And can you be too honest when it comes to dating?
Okay, I think the majority know. the minority, yes. There's a very small percentage of us that want to know the truth. The rest of us have such low self-esteem, they don't give a shit. They just want a man. Lie to me so I can have somebody in my bed.
That's some real she stuff.
Preaching.
Wow.
That's,
where you at?
It's true.
True stuff. That's true. You being real, girl.
That's true. Yeah.
And a minority like myself and my sissy over there, we tell us the truth. If you want to smash, tell me. I might be down.
Y'all grown.
Yes, really.
Grown. I might be down. Let me know.
Yeah.
I'm saying.
Let us know
grown.
What it is.
We know the ultimate goal is for you to get the box. We
right,
know.
Right.
So we tell us.
Yeah. I mean, we might be able to save you some time. Let's get right to it.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's real. Shit. That's real talk.
You're doing all that for nothing.
Right.
For nah.
Let's get to it.
That's what's up. I like that honesty, Diva. Let's go to break really quick, and then we'll be right back. We have one more question that Diego has for you guys. And, boy.
Where you been? I paid you, and you ain't hit me back. And I've been calling. I know you see my number on that call ID. Just listen to the words.
I got reason to believe that you've been fooling around. The way you feel, the past you lived, the things you did, it don't matter to me. For what it's worth, just don't lie to me. Cause that ain't what I need but now. Maybe everything we built on trust you, tearing it down. Cause I know love.
I tell you, if you guys can see us now, we all nude here. That means we got our socks on, but we don't have nothing else. So here we are with the last question of the evening. And this is going to be a doozy. I don't want to hear no shit. Is dating a game? White women play chess. Black women play checkers. Okay. So I want to hear about it.
What does that mean? What are you trying to say?
In other words, it's like dating in itself is a game. It's how you play the game. White women play the dating game. Most white women play the game in a strategic level of trying to date with a purpose. A lot of times, black women play checkers. They just all over the place, king me. Well, that's okay. You know, we could be together for 12 years without ever getting married, and we'll play house and everything like that. So that's what I'm saying. Dating is a game. So anyone who says, I don't play games, shut the fuck up, kill yourself, because dating is a game.
Oh my gosh.
No, it is. I mean, it really is, because I hear so many, I don't play games. Yes, you do. Yeah. And if you don't play the game, that's why you're by yourself. Mm. Okay?
What do they say? You either play the game or get played?
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. Yeah. So, with that being said, I'm going to open it up. I'm not going to go first. I'm a put it out there. Who wants to go first with this?
I kind of feel like you already did.
I did so. Already? Yeah. I did? Okay. Well, let me just say it then.
I'm saying first, kill yourself? Oh, really?
Well, because, no, I mean, I get so tired of women talking about, you know, when I don't play games. Yes, you do. It is about a game.
Fuck playing the game part. We want to get to the part where you're talking about white women play chess.
Okay. And I'm speaking on this thing, I mean, because I've dated black women and I've dated white women. And so, therefore, when I sit there and you listen to white women, how they go about the whole stage of dating, it's totally different than black women. Black women kind of let things, you know, go as it is, and they'll play the little, you know, well, as long as I'm being a good woman and I'm showing him that I'm a team player, but you're not dating with a purpose. And if your purpose is to get married, you have to be strategic about it. Mm-hmm. And if you're not strategic about it, you're going to be sitting there wondering how come your girl's getting married and this person's getting married and you're not getting married, because you're not being strategic. And like I say, white women, they groom their men from high school and college. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you're not on that game plan as far as dating go, they'll date you for a while. Next thing you know, you're in the mall looking at rings. And she's saying, Billy, I really like this ring here. And, you know, subliminally telling Billy, look, motherfucker, you're on a time clock. Right. Okay. And this is what we're trying to do. Because that's how they go about doing it. I mean, I've dated white women, and, you know, I've dated them for 6 months, and they'll go, James, I don't understand. What are we doing now? Where are we going with this? And I'm like, well, as far as going, you know, going to my house and fucking, but I don't know what you want. But it's like they cut you off. I mean, you have to cut them off because they're trying to do something. Whereas a lot of black women, and you see it, they'll get in a relationship, and they try to be that good woman to show the man that I'm a ride or die chick and I'll be with you forever. And next thing you know, you're in a relationship for 5 years and you don't got shit to show for it. Mm-hmm. And then next thing you know, that nigga riding off with somebody else, marrying somebody else, and you sitting up there crying and shit, talking about, I gave him the best years of my life and I was showing him. Well, that's not what it's about. It's about a game. You got to make a man want to be with you. And if you don't, you're just setting yourself up for a losing effect and setting him up for the next girl.
I have to agree with that. Even though when I first heard the question, I was like, ooh, you know, it kind of was like, ugh. But I have to agree with that, especially a person that has been married, you know, before. I mean, I was strategic in how I dated him, you know, and I took him to the mall, you know, whatever. And I said, this is the kind of ring that I'm looking for. And, you know, everything. So I totally get that. I just think it just goes back to the whole self-esteem thing. You know, I don't think because a lot of women, black women, don't want to date strategically, because sometimes when you play the game of chess, you might lose. So they don't want to lose. It's just the whole thing of, I just want a man in my bed.
So you rather have a guy playing house for 5 to 12 years. Yes. I've heard women been in a relationship for 12 years just playing house.
Yeah.
So, I mean, because losing either way.
Well, yeah, definitely, but they don't look at it like that.
Love is a game. Love is...
Love is a battlefield.
Mm-hmm. Man, we are one.
Heartache to heartache, we stand. No promises, no demands.
Thank you. Isn't it all a game?
But it's how you play the game.
Isn't every aspect of our life a game?
Yep, to some degree.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the thing about it is... It's to what degree you want to involve yourself, mm-hmm. in a sense. I think the people that are damaged most from it are the ones that sort of get sucked into the game where they originally didn't want to play, but they sort of got sucked into it. The ones that entered it knowing, okay, you know, the game is, I'm going to enter with this and I'm supposed to leave with more. You know, you have those people.
But don't you have an objective? I mean, I'm not saying everyone you date, that you have an objective. Okay, this person is going to be my main person that I'm going to marry. But if you meet someone and you guys are kind of on the same playing field, I mean, you guys feeling each other, everything's right. He's telling you that, hey, I love you. You're telling him, I love you too. And with that being said, aren't you looking for an end result of that? I mean, isn't it more than just saying, I love you and I love you too? I mean, isn't it the end result of this? If we love each other so much and you're using those words, mm-hmm. and we're to that point where we're not kids anymore, we're trying to make something happen, don't you look at the end result of this as far as being married?
Definitely.
Well, I'm trying to figure out, before I go on to my point, why do you feel like white women play... And this question is not from you. I got it from somebody else. But why do you feel like white women play chess and black women play checkers? Because to me, both of those are games.
Right.
One is, you know, you have to be a little bit more strategic to play it. Because mm-hmm. I will admit, I am black and I don't know how to play chess. And that's because I never really learned. I mean, my uncle was... He was ready to teach me, and I was like, okay. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. But I know how to play checkers, and I know how to win. Right. You know what I'm saying? So both of them are games, and to me, it shouldn't matter what the game is called. If you win or if you have the drive to win, then the end result is winning.
No, but the end result is all winning. But in chess... It's more to it than just the game of winning. It's just strategically thinking about
but
what...
But the same thing with checkers.
No, but it's not as... Checkers is one of those things that, okay, well, he left the space I'm going to jump.
You're talking about tic-tac-toe.
No. I'm talking about checkers.
But I'm saying tic-tac-toe, still even a game that's simplistic like tic-tac-toe requires thinking
that's what I'm saying.
And being strategic.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
Very
is
childhood.
But
I'm saying, even... What's the other... The Connect Four,
Four, but chess, chess is a whole nother level, and that's what I'm saying. You have checkers, and you have tic tac toe, and all that, but chess is such a thinking game.
Yeah, it's
such a higher level of thinking, of strategically planning your next move way before the person mm-hmm. even thinking about making their move. You already thinking about 4 or 5 steps ahead, and that's what chess is. Chess is saying, okay, I know that the ultimate goal is to do X, Y, Z. So I'm thinking so far ahead of you moving those pieces to get to your queen and get to your king. And that's what I'm saying. I mean, checkers is simplistic. Well, when you talk to anybody about playing chess, it is so dynamic. I mean, you know, you have master chess, you have master chess players. You don't have master checker players.
I was going to say, which by now, BT Dubs, it is a black man and a black girl that is dominating chess right now.
That's in the game, but I'm saying in the game of dating.
No, I mean, still black people
and I'm not saying
dominating that.
I'm not saying black people game. Can't dominate the game. I'm saying as a black man, and I've dated black women and I've dated white women, and I sit there and I listen to their talking to them, and I'm sitting there saying to them, you're going about this totally wrong. You know, and I have dated white women, and, you know, I listen to how they, strategically want to get married. And even if you look at statistics, 46% of black women over the age of 30 will never get married. That's crazy. 46%. I went on the internet and I looked it up. What's the percentage of black
but
women?
From what? Yeah. I mean,
They did it. They did a poll.
No,
on
I'm
black
just saying because not all the internet is right.
No, I'm not saying the internet
but
is right.
But I digress.
But I'm just saying. If you go on the internet and they look at what's the percentage of black women that will never get married at the age of 30? It's 46%. That is crazy.
I don't believe that.
You can look it up. I mean,
I can look it up, but but again, I'm saying that doesn't mean that's a right poll or that's accurate. A lot of people I know, I mean, granted, if I'll say like out of 4 people I hang out with, at least 3 of them have been married. One is still married. I've never been married. So,
I'm just saying.
So that's not accurate.
But it is accurate.
No, it's not.
No, just because you hang out with those people. But I mean, if you look at the... the majority of black women that I've dated, been out with, and everything like that.
A lot of them, I'm just saying, never been married though.
And I'm just saying, there's a lot of black women out there at the age of 30 and over will never get married in their lifetime.
You know what? I think they might not get married in their lifetime because they are only looking for one type of man, which might be a black man. Maybe you might need to expound your horizon and date a Latino dude, or a white dude, or maybe an Asian dude. So maybe that could be your kicker, but that's not where we're going.
Well, I'm just saying, that'd be another show.
Yeah, that's what I said.
But what I'm saying is black women, as far as dating, they're a little bit more forgiving or less intense about the way they go about dating as far as the final solution of where they're trying to get. And if they're looking to get married, they're just going about it wrong.
Like white women, their parents, usually say, like, by the time they're 29, you're almost going to be 30. You have to hurry up and find a husband. You know what I mean? So you have that at home from the parents in the white household.
I feel like that's some bullshit, because it's not like black people aren't saying the same shit. Going to an all black school, right. It's like, I remember back in the day, the purpose of Howard, or purpose of college was women were going to college to find a man. And maybe that's not like what women are doing now, because, there's a lot of other shit going on.
Right.
And not just black women, but just women, period. There's a lot of other shit going on. And I feel like the statistics are different now.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe 10 years ago, maybe 20 years ago, I would agree with your analogy. But I'm saying, but for right now, I think if we went on a college campus right now, we'd be like, what is your projection? What is your perspective on marriage, and what do you want to do? I don't think they would be like, I want to get married. Right. Like, I don't think that's the kind of shit that they'd be saying.
White women do.
No, I'm saying if we went on a college campus today,
right now,
if we went to Georgetown, if we went to GW, if we went to, I can't remember what else is in our city right this second, but if we went to any college campus right now, I guarantee you their perspective is not like, I want to be married. That's my goal.
Right.
Them bitches is not trying to be married.
Black women are not, but white women are. I'm telling you, because
did you not hear me say Georgetown?
I hear what you're saying. I hear what you're saying.
Those are predominantly white schools.
I hear what you're saying. But I'm just saying, but white women, when they look at it, because I'm serious. White women,
maybe 20 years ago.
I don't think it's 20 years ago. I think it's now. That's like the white women, they are dating with a purpose of grooming their little Johnny or Billy or whoever it is that they're trying to get married right now.
Yeah. So, okay, let's open it up to our guests. Let's go to B. What do you think? Is Kmart online Kmart, what do you think?
What's going on? All right, I think it's situational. I've never really dated outside my race. I mean, I've dated predominantly all black women. So I've seen it from all different walks of the spectrum. I've seen women who are just into dating just to see what's out there. And some that are just looking to actually get married. I really think it just depends on the circumstance and the situation. I don't think all black women, they're just playing checkers. There are some that are actually playing chess. It just depends. I mean, it's also society. Also, it's like what's being portrayed in the media. So, yeah, it's... This is a very good topic, though. I mean, I hate that I missed majority of it, but hey, blame my cell phone.
All right, so we're gonna go to Diva. What do you want
to say?
Hey, I know you got something to say.
You know I do. I'm over here. I'm stewing right now. I got a bunch of stuff. I don't think the whole dating thing is a white or a black thing. And the whole white women playing chess and black women playing checkers, I think that's ridiculous. I just think that it's, honestly, I think culturally is how women are groomed to think about marriage. I don't think it's a white or black thing. I think some black women, you see it in your home, your mother and father been married your whole entire damn life, that's what your goal is. A chick that have never seen that, she don't know it. So she doesn't know what to look for. So it's a game, yeah. It's a game. But ultimately, the goal is to lock somebody down, whether it be marriage or some chicks are okay with being the 15-year-old girlfriend.
No, they're not.
What about the young lady that's been in a household where the mother and father is there, and the mother is in an abusive situation and forced to be subservient? Is that still the goal she's trying to obtain?
It could be, because that's what she saw. Unless she breaks that whole cycle and she figures it out.
That's the word. That's the word right there. Break that cycle.
And if she figures it out that that's not what's up, then her goal is not to look for that.
So what do you say to people that say that's just another set of damaged goods being put out on the streets for people to have to now, like men have to now become psychiatrists and
I agree with you on that. I agree with you on that. But a lot of times they're damaged too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
that sounds awfully tit for tattish.
But getting back to what you said, Wanda, there's no woman who's been in a 15-year relationship just being with a dude is satisfied with doing that. You're doing that because you have low self-esteem.
No.
And that's all you can do.
What if it's Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell? What if she's okay with that shit and he's okay with that shit?
But Goldie Hawn, no, because Goldie Hawn said one time in an interview, she would love to be married, but that's not what he wants.
Mm-hmm.
But how many years ago was that?
But
you want me to go to Google? No, it makes a difference.
It's awfully settling, though.
No, it makes a difference. It makes a difference now, because it could have been when she was like in her early 30s or her 20s, but and she wanted to be married. But now she's like, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, but
I don't care.
But because now she is settled into that realm of saying, okay, well, he's not going to do it, so I may as well stay here. But no woman goes into being with a dude playing house for 15 or even 5 or whatever number of years, just happy just to be, I'm just here. You want to be married. You're just dealing with it because you have
not
no...
Not all women want to be married.
Saying all women want to be married, but I'm going to say
you
a good...
You just did.
I'm gonna say, I'm
we
gonna
don't
say,
all want to be married.
I'm going to say a good 90% of you.
Right. No, bullshit. We don't all want to be moms.
I ain't say moms. I say married.
No, I'm saying...
They really don't.
All of the above. We don't all want to be moms. We don't all want to be married.
I say 90%.
That's really high,
yes, but it's true, though.
No, it's bullshit.
I say the ones that don't are... brainwashing the ones that do.
Exactly.
No.
No, I mean, I think it's 90%.
So I'm like, I don't have kids, so what are y'all trying to say about me? I'm brainwashed. I don't have kids.
I don't have kids. I have a lot of friends.
I said married. I'm not saying kids.
I don't necessarily want to be married either.
My sister's the same way. Yeah, she's kind of okay on it. Like, either she does or doesn't have kids. And she's only like 27, 28 years old.
But she want to be married.
But she's more like focused on her career right now.
Yeah, I mean, she's still
young. But doesn't she want to be married one day?
Eventually, but right now that's not like the top of of her priority list right now. I mean, she's focused on what she's trying to do in terms of career wise. Then if that comes along, then hey,
that's cool.
She'll take it.
Yeah, see, that's cool. See, for me, I never necessarily wanted to be married. I was like, oh, I like the whole Kurt Russell Goldie Hawn thing. Like, that was my shit. I was like, oh, wow, they get along. They're not necessarily married, but, you know, they have a kid. I think they only have one. Yeah. But it was cool. Like, it worked for them. So I think the bottom line is you do what works for you.
Okay,
you know what I'm saying? Not what society dictates to you the fuck you should do.
Well, and that's great and dandy. You know, but the bottom line, the reality that is like, I'm going to say 90%. And when I say,
well, it's not everybody's reality.
I'm not talking about in the U.S. And when I say the world, I mean, I'm talking about women in
that's
general.
Still high.
Yeah, because 90% of the people grow up with the idea of saying, okay, because that's just the way the world is. It's like you grow up, you get married one day.
20 years, 30 years, 40 years ago.
But the world has not changed that much.
60 years ago, I think it was like that.
In a general scope of things, I don't think the world has changed that much that women don't still grow up one day to be married.
Go to Google.
Women still want to be married.
You know what? One day we're going to go to a college campus and we're going to poll people.
Yeah.
And we're going to take this show on the road.
Oh,
we're
going
to ask.
Yeah,
we're going to go to GW because those are local. GW, Georgetown, and then we'll go to Howard and we'll go to whatever else y'all want to go to. Okay. And then we'll ask people, like, what do you think about being married? How do you feel about that? Like, because, I mean, sometimes this could be just some patriarchy, am I saying it right now? The right word. Sorry. Show drinking, sorry, not saying
we know what you mean.
Yeah,
thank you,
Kmart. But I mean, I'm just saying. So, you know, not everybody wants to have the white picket fence, and they don't want that shit.
But we get back missing the point here. What I'm saying is, for a lot of women who do want that, let's say, okay, the ones who don't, okay, that's fine and dandy. You don't want it, okay, but that's right. You live
your life. I was just going on the 90%, right. Meaning I think that shit is hot.
I think 90%. I think when we take the show on the road, I guarantee you I'm going to hit my 90% mark, okay?
I'm thinking more like 60.
There ain't no 60%. 90% of you women want to be married. Bullshit.
I know the hate mail is going to flood
and
in.
Even the lesbians want to be married. I'm not saying you got to be married to a dude, but even the lesbians want to be married and shit.
And please send your hate mail to Diego.
All lesbians don't want to be married.
But I know a lot of lesbians who do want to be married. They couldn't wait.
I know dudes that are gay. No.
Even they want to be married. That's why
not all of them do.
But a majority of them do. A lot of gay people who live for this moment when gay rights gay marriage came into play, jumped at the chance that finally we could be married. And to me, there's nothing wrong with being married. I think marriage is a beautiful thing. I mean, you know, it's wonderful nights that you live with somebody. Yeah, I can living with somebody means I can get the fuck out every time I want to. But the bottom line is, it's nothing wrong with marriage.
No, marriage
is good. No, and one thing I will say on, like, tagging on to Diego's point is that he does bring some valid points. I will say that, I mean, like, majority of these women, they do want to get married. I know, like, majority of my female friends, they're always asking me, oh, Kmart, hook us up with one of your friends. But the thing is, I don't have a lot of good quality fellas to hook them up with. I mean, it's like that. The good amount of dudes I already know, they're either taken or already married. So, and nothing I could really do.
It's the age old statement from one's mother is, you know, when are you going to get married and give me some grandkids? Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's exactly. What you hear. You
know, I've heard that a lot. Yeah. You know, but I mean, getting back to the point of how, you know, white women date versus black women date. And like I said, I've dated white women and I've talked to them and I've seen how they go about dating in a more strategic way. Whereas black women sometimes, I just think that sometimes y'all just a little bit too giving as far as, and too relaxed in the way you go about dating.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, hold on.
I'm just saying, I'm just saying, it's just a little relaxed.
Hold on. Jersey.
Uh-oh. Diva. Ooh.
Yeah, about that.
Waiting to exhale.
Yeah, I'm waiting to exhale because I think it's bullshit what Diego's saying.
Ooh.
Preach.
Okay. Go ahead.
That percentage of 90%,
I'm not saying 90% of that. I'm just saying.
You said 90% Negro.
No, I said 90% of women want to get married. She's talking about the far as the chess versus checkers, white women dating versus black women dating.
You said 90%.
I mean, basically, we know.
No, I'm 90% with the whole women who want to get married. I disagree with that.
I'm going to go with 90%. And I'm going to prove myself right.
How? On the internet?
No, I mean, we're going to take our show on the road, and we're going to go out, and we're going to take it. It's going to be 90%.
I'm interested in seeing that and hearing that.
Okay. Let me ask you a question. Do you want to get married one day?
I do.
Okay, well, that's one right there. Next.
All we need.
I'm good with
1%, 99.1.
Exactly.
I'm saying, she answered. I'm good with Kurt Russell, Goldie Hawn, so that means I don't.
But I'm not opposed to those who don't want to get married. That's what's up.
No, I'm not opposed to that either. I think it's a wonderful thing. But what I'm saying is the fact of how you go about dating, and that's the topic, is how you go about achieving that goal. I mean, do you strategically go after the person that you want? In other words, playing a game, and when I say playing a game, you got to make that man choose you.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's playing a game. That's thinking past what he's thinking. That's like moving 5 steps ahead of him. Okay, so that's what I'm talking about playing chess. Where I'm talking a lot of times, black women, y'all just happy if we just spending time with you.
Now
you're wrong.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Because I was like,
have you ever played checkers?
Yes, I played checkers.
Play checkers with somebody that's like bam, 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 boom, boop, and they won.
Mm-hmm. He brought me a coach bag.
You are making it sound like
Yeah, exactly. He bought me a coach bag.
We just just looking for somebody to just love us, please.
Love us? See, you already wrong. That's why you play a checker.
That's what you're checkers.
You're not listening to what she said.
That's connectivity.
She said that's how you're making it sound.
You're making it sound
but that's
that
what
way.
But that's what it really is, though. That's what I'm saying.
Because let's just say these are just based on the experiences that Diego has had. He doesn't have any other data, but the experiences that he's had.
No. I'm not talking about my experience. I had.
Right. No, it has to be because you don't have anybody else to go. You don't have anything else to go on. I respect the fact that you are using your data, but that doesn't mean that goes for everybody. So you can only use your experiences.
Can we bring some white women on here?
I mean, can only use your experiences.
Okay. So if we're gonna throw out Diego's data, we have to throw out all the henpecked niggas' data as well.
What do you mean by him?
Yeah, what do you mean?
Like niggas that's just so happy the motherfucker has somebody in their life, so they took the first thing that came along and married that too. Shit up.
Mm-hmm. There are those men too.
So we gotta throw them niggas out too.
Well, I mean, it depends on everybody's own experience.
Some of them motherfuckers is on.
It depends on an individual experience. He can only go by his data.
I'm not going by my experience. Okay, I've talked to a lot of guys out there.
That's what you said.
No, I say it's been my experience that I've done. But I've talked to a lot of guys. We sit around and talk.
I've dated white women.
I've dated black women. Not a lot of black guys have dated. Yeah, I've dated everything. I got a passport.
But Diego been all over.
Diego tasted the rainbow.
And let me ask Kmart. Now, have you heard some of your men friends?
Pause.
You know, you, huh?
She said you tasted the rainbow.
I had to pause that.
Meaning Asian, black.
Hey, bro, I'm slow to catch on to that
one. Native American, Indian.
But you know what the rainbow represents now. I needed to pause that.
I dated dot, too. I was going to say dot.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So he is dating.
So Kmart, what's up?
A push and a pull?
Yeah, push and pull.
I'm just saying.
But the bottom line, Kmart. Mm-hmm. Now, have you sit around with your men friends, and talked about dating and some of the stuff they do as far as dating is so simplistic and basic. It's like some of the stuff that they do that a lot of black women just want. It's just simplistic, and it's like you just kind of going through that cycle. It's almost like you're in that tread. What's that thing? The hamster wheel.
They're going around the wheel.
Going around, exactly, because you're not strategically trying to marry. You're just taking anything that's given to you as hopefully that it'll stick on the wall. And that's what I'm saying. You gotta be strategic about how you go about getting married and the person that you want in your life. A lot of black women, they'll meet a guy, okay, he doesn't work out. Then you might meet a guy for 3, 4, 5 years. And you spent all this time with, why would you spend 5 years with a motherfucker that's not trying to be with you on long term, just to show that you're a ride or die chick, that you about it. What the fuck is that?
That's just more of like the ride or die chick. I mean, that's the game.
That's the game for their girls.
Exactly.
Because look, I kept a man. I mean, me personally, I'm not really playing games.
Exactly. It's like, man, if I want you, I'm going after you.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
I want you. Right. Yeah. I mean, shoot, man. Wait, you can ask my fiance that. Shoot, like once I locked onto her, shoot, I told her, I said, hey, I'm coming after you. Okay. Even though she was kind of giving me a hard time at first, but I was like, no, I'm about to stay with this chick.
But you put effort into getting that woman, didn't you?
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
Who's playing checker? Who's playing chess?
So the bottom line, let me just say this, and don't you have to put yourself on blast. Your woman was playing checkers. I mean, chess with you to make sure to show you, I'm the one for you.
Yeah, I mean, come on. Like she wanted to make sure I wasn't full of bullshit. That's just the thing about it. She just wanted to make sure I was about her, and wanted to make sure I wasn't like fooling around or pulling her chain. And to know I was actually going after it.
And Kmart, just for the record, is your fiance black, white, Chinese, mm-hmm. Asian?
She,
what the fuck? My
baby is black, baby. She's black.
Okay.
Ding 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 ding.
She's dark skin. My dark skin chick is Winnie.
Okay. Yes. Melanin.
Okay.
Just saying.
Okay, but the bottom line is you had to prove yourself to say, okay, look, this is what I'm bringing to you, right?
Right.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, but you know what I mean? It's about us courting them, though.
Exactly.
I mean.
Right. But a lot of women don't want you to court them. I mean, they don't.
Okay. That's a whole different topic.
That's
a whole different. Don't go
on topic for the next show.
Yeah. Yeah.
Courting.
Yeah, I was gonna say courting. Nah.
To court or not to court.
Yeah. So.
Yeah. That'll go somewhere else.
Okay.
Okay. Well, woo. Let's take a quick break. Because I feel like we need to. And we will be right back. Well, okay, let me take that back. The last question, I knew that was going to be some shit. So thank you guys for hanging in there with us. If you have feedback, as always, indeepshow@yahoo.com or voicemail, because we'd like to hear you too, 202-750-1437, 202-750-1IDS. Don't be shy. We'd like to hear from you. And I wanted to thank everybody that has sent us questions or some feedback, because we got a lot of feedback from this show. And I kind of feel like we're going to get a lot more. Mm-hmm. You know, I want to send a shout out to Kmart and Miss Diva for joining us on today's show. We really appreciate you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Thank you for joining us. Kmart, whoop, whoop.
Yeah. Yay, yay.
Mr. Deepster Extraordinaire. He's like, I'm out here. I don't know what you say because you broke up. But I respect and love you. You know that already. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, you know what? Kmart.
Yep.
We don't normally do this, but tell people if they want to give you some feedback from what you had to say today, where can they find you?
Okay, they can find me at Kmart on Twitter. Very easy to find. Windy City hashtag LA. They'll be able to find me.
Okay. Diva, can they find you on Twitter or Facebook or anywhere?
Yeah, I'm on Instagram at Diva Shelley.
That's what's
and
up.
On Facebook at Michelle is God's Child.
Okay. That's what's up.
Hey. And be respectful if you're going to reach out to them people, man.
Yes,
don't come with no fuckery, yo.
They can bring it.
Oh,
I'm
shit.
Ready.
Not even worried about the deep the deepsters.
That's what the block button
for. That's to that. Now, we can engage in some conversation. I have definitely no problem with that.
That's what's up. See, and that's why I like doing this show, because we ain't scared. We ain't never scared.
Never
not,
scared.
You know what I'm saying? They're not scared because they came on a show and they said, I'm going to give my opinion.
That's right.
And it is what it is, bitches.
And I respect that so much.
Me too. So I know Diego and Sonia, y'all aren't on social media, so people can't find you.
Nope.
That way. But nope. They can find you. Just send an email, ndshow@yahoo.com, and, you know, because I don't know why. Like I said, the last question, I feel like,
yeah.
You know, I have, like, two questions that spawned off that, and I'll get with you.
Oh, yeah.
And,
you know what? And actually, explosive. When he was talking, I was like, damn, he asked a question that I had already written down, or he talked about a question.
I think I got one that's going to just, like, I might fuck around like Beyonce status and break the internet.
That's what we want to do. We want to break the internet.
I actually might make Jersey get over here to the studio.
Damn, Diva, we got an extra seat in here.
You got to come through.
Damn.
Trying to tell you something. Yeah. I don't know. Y'all definitely got to tune in for next week. Anyone listening, look, check it out. As y'all can hear, we got the lines open. We inviting people in. You know, do your thing. This is the way you get heard and all that, you know.
Well, shout out to the two people that tried, but it didn't work out.
No
so,
doubt.
Stone, sorry. Sorry, forget that, yo, radio. Didn't work. Sorry.
Mr. Longfingers.
Woo-hoo! Oh, my. Okay.
Yeah, you know.
Didn't work for you either, but maybe next time we do this, we'll reach out to you.
Okay.
We'll try.
I know why it didn't work for long. I just realized.
Oh, okay.
Right there.
Okay. Okay. But, yeah, well, I mean, we'll try.
But good try, though. I mean, I appreciate that.
Thank you. Okay. Well, when we finish, you can tell us what happened. Okay. But we'll try again, and we'll let everybody know when we open it up. Please reach out.
No doubt. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
All right, so look, we're going to get out of here, man. It's been a good show.
Yes, indeed.
Thanks for the love.
Yep.
And we'll get at y'all later. Told them to hang up, though. This show ain't really over. What the hell they doing? No, I'm just kidding. It's over. I'll see y'all later.